Invite children to come up. Since you're brother and sister, you don't have to keep 6 feet apart, but well, on the other hand, you know, when I was growing up, there were times I stayed 6 feet away from my brother too. But I think I do need to stay away, just to go with what we're told to do. I wore my world stole again today, even though it's Easter, just to remind us again that we are in this with the whole world. A lot of times we think of things that go on and it's in our community or our family or our country, but this is a whole worldwide thing. There are people all over the world dealing with the same things we are, where they can't do the things they normally do. They can't go to their regular jobs. They can't go to their regular schools. My son's in Japan. The day after he started work at a school, they postponed school for a month. So he still hasn't even met his students. Their school year starts in April, and they're hoping to start back in May, but then we had thought we'd be back in May, and we're not. So he doesn't know when he'll be back. But the thing I thought about this time of year is when all these terrible things happen, good things happen too. And what are some things that you see going on in the world that are good right now? Got to be some. Things that you like? Nothing comes to mind. It's spring. What happens in spring? Flowers bloom. Yeah. What else happens? Trees put out their leaves, right? And it looks bright again. The weather changes. How does it change? Yeah. And we're headed toward that so you can go outside easier and do more things. Even though you can't hang around with other people, you can at least go outside and do things. One of the things I thought about, the church has the rose garden, and the roses over there are beautiful. If you haven't noticed them, notice in front of the office. I brought one in. And I picked a yellow one, and one of the reasons I picked that is for old folks in here. Not like your mom and dad, but old folks in here. We remember a song about tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree from a long time ago. And it was someone who was away from family for a long time and wasn't sure they would even want to see him again. So his family, his wife, as I remember, and his family got together and tied yellow ribbons all around the trees because they were looking forward to seeing him again. So when I see yellow roses, I remember that. And so we've got a bunch of yellow roses over in front of the church office. There are other colors too, and all the colors of roses I think are pretty, my favorite flowers, because there's so many different kinds and such diversity in the blooms. But the yellow is a reminder that someday, soon, we hope, we'll welcome everybody back in here. And we'll be back together again as a congregation. You can see your friends and spend time with them. You can do the things you want to do and get out and about. So on the days that you get discouraged or you're feeling kind of sad because of the things we can't do, remember the yellow roses. And there are other yellow flowers out there. Even the dandelions look yellow sometimes. And those remind us that this time is going to pass. And that when it passes, we're going to be able to do the things we want to do and see the people we want to see once again. But right now, it's dragged on longer than we had hoped and probably somewhat discouraging. In fact, you have yellow on your shirt today. So a reminder that we will get back together again and that things will return, maybe not exactly the way they are now because we don't know what changes we'll have to make for the long term. But we'll get past this part of fighting this illness and be able to be with people we care about and do the things we want to do. And especially for you, when you're young, being able to play and have fun in the ways you want to instead of being so restricted. So let's pray. Dear Jesus, help us remember that all things pass and change. Help us to trust you, and remind us each day that you love us. Help us to see your love in the world around us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for coming up.